Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, this your girl Tweety B, and I got him in the hot seat. Now I'm gonna tell you how it go.
Hey, sugar, how you doing? Huh? Your pretty face don't match that nasty attitude. I mean, where my girl? Probably with your man. Can we fuck?
She won't let me fuck.
Baby.
I'm ready to bust a nut. Oh, 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 oh. She won't let me fuck.
Chauvinistical lust, I thrust till I scream like mystical. Yikes!
the wrong message. I hope I'm not sending, laughing and pretending my dick's not extending. Can't be overzealous, she might discover she's walking away. Blew my cover.
She won't let me fuck.
You know I love it. Yeah.
I really need to bust a nut.
Please don't change the subject, baby.
She won't let me fuck.
We could have fucked all night long. I
really need to bust a nut.
But your telephone number is wrong.
She won't let me fuck.
Girl, you got a lot to give.
I really need to bust you down.
Dress so provocative, yeah.
She won't let me
fuck. I can see your lingerie.
I really need to bust in that bitch.
You must think I'm gay.
With the song that you played to open up the show, I'm like, oh shit, man, god
damn.
Hey, hey. No, it's a hot topic. No, it's a hot topic. If I bust out of it now. No, it's a hot topic.
Okay.
Okay. That's what's up. Everybody all right? Everybody doing good?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We chilling. You know what I'm saying? We was worried about you for a second there. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Let me tell y'all something. Y'all ain't going to get to talk to each other every time for the show. So y'all just be ready.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Just be ready. Y'all
right.
Ain't
worried
about each other. I have to look at them. They scared. I'm over here looking at them. We want to get into some topics because we got some hot topics tonight, and we're going to get into them right away because some of them may run long because of what the topics actually are. So we're going to go ahead and get started into the first topic of the night. And this is something that I ran across on the internet. And it goes on a lot, and we haven't really touched on it before. So I want to touch on it a little bit and just get you guys' thoughts of what may be happening and where the line of communication may be lost. The question is, why do you think some men live undercover lives as a homosexual? Okay, and I want to gather you guys' thoughts about why you think this is occurring so frequently.
Okay,
and I'm gonna start with Snipe since he's in the A. Let's start with Snipe.
Ooh.
So personally, I gotta hide in the house, you know what I'm saying? But anyway, because I don't like to deal with none of this craziness that I see in the A, you know what I mean? But
basically,
I think most of these people be already gay, you know what I'm saying? They be already gay, or they had some type of, I don't know, sexual act done while they was doing it, and they loved it. But a woman can't do it, so yeah, I got my wife, but shit, I want something in my ass, and shit, you can't do it, but you got the toys and stuff, but I can't tell you to do it, because you're going to look at me a certain type of way, because you my wife, but I can't. A lot of them people be already gay already.
Yeah. Okay.
If somebody
got their speaker on, I hear an echo. So if you got yourself on speaker, I need you to take it off because we got some feedback going on. Okay. I think that's a good response. tonight. I just don't. I'm gonna try to get everybody's response before I say anything. So let's go with DJ Sergeant Rock. DJ Sergeant Rock, why do you think there are so many men living undercover lives? Because right now in 2019, everybody is pretty open about things. You know what I'm saying? Like it's not as bad as it was in 1970 or 1980. You know what I'm saying? People are pretty free.
Right.
So I'm just wondering why is it still so frequently happening that people are still hiding this thing? So so what do you think, DJ Sergeant Rock?
I don't know why these people, you know what I'm saying, are trying to hide. You know what I'm saying? Hide it. You know what I'm saying? Because it's going to come out. You know what I'm saying? Eventually. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Whether it be a deed you doing or something that you're not doing. You know what I'm saying? Like, okay, I hear the majority of the time that the relationships is going on. You know what I'm saying? Now, I have heard this. All right? So, you know, I don't condone it, but I've heard it. I've heard that men be bored with their wives, and although she might look good and she might be fine and this and that and the third, you know what I'm saying? They be bored with them. You know what I'm saying? So I'm trying to figure out how the fuck can a nigga be bored with a woman? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Right,
not be bored with a booty hole. You know what I'm saying? Like I just don't get it, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like I can't even answer that question because I just don't get it myself. You know what I'm saying? It's like these motherfuckers is too out of hand with the shit. You know what I'm saying? It's just too out of hand, and when one don't go for it, they go for the next one. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I can't answer that question.
Okay, Miss Nat, what are your thoughts on that?
Well, I want to start off with going off of what Rock said about, you know, he's heard a lot of men say that they're bored with their wives, and maybe that's why, you know, they're, you know, messing with me on the side. But in all actuality, they're not bored with their wife; they're gay, and they're using their wife as a cover up. You know what I mean?
Right.
I honestly believe that even though it's 2019 and we as straight people, we feel like things may have, you know, progressed with people, you know, being more acceptable to homosexuality. But in all actuality, until you're, you know, someone who is on the down low, you know, you really can't say if they feel like people are more assessing to it. I can't speak on that because I'm not them. But I believe there's a lot of shame that's involved. I mean, you don't know how these people were raised. You know, a lot of times you're raised in a Christian household. It's a big stigma, especially with black gay males being raised. You know, it's a lot of stigma behind it. And I think, you know, it's just all about, you know, a person not being assessing of themselves. You have to be assessing of yourself first to be able to, you know, display that to the outside world. And and it's sad because, you know, in we live in a free world where everybody can choose what they want to be and that they can love who they want to love. So when I see people who are on the down low, my first thing is to kind of have a little bit of compassion for them because I feel like, wow, you don't even love yourself enough to be who you are, you know, without bringing other women in, you know, marrying these women, having children with these women, and knowing on the side you're single with men, which is not cool, you know, not cool.
Right.
So, I mean, but at the end of the day, I just really believe it's a lot of shame. The shame and being afraid of what other people are going to say and how you're going to be portrayed.
Yeah, but now, Ms. Nack, let me clarify something. All right, now, how can a person be ashamed of who they are? You know what I'm saying? When it's who you are, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know,
I agree.
It's a bunch of gay people out here that don't give a fuck. if a motherfucker know
Absolutely.
Anything about them. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So,
right.
you know,
right.
my thing is, why try to hide it? You know what I'm saying? Because it's
right.
going to come out. It's going to come out.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But that's something,
yeah.
but Rob, you know, that's something that they're dealing with on the inside. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot
mm-hmm.
deeper rooted than what we probably know because we're not in that position. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, you know,
right.
you don't really know what they're struggling with. You know what I'm saying? And it's easy for us to say, you know, well, why would you be ashamed of who you are? You know what I'm saying? But, you know, that's a growing process. A lot of people have a lot of problems with that, you know, and I don't understand
mm-hmm.
it because I'm not them, so I can't say.
Right.
But, you know, when I think about shame in general, you know, I've been ashamed to say certain things about myself that maybe I've done in the past as well. So I feel like
mm-hmm.
being ashamed of things sometimes is a normal reaction. But,
right.
you know, I don't know. It's just hard to really call it, you know, when you're not in those shoes.
Right.
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 Mm-hmm. Let's see. Hey, Rue, you got any thoughts on that?
Or no?
Okay. So I'm going to go ahead and say my thoughts on it. Okay, I can hear you now.
Yeah, no, I was just saying that. Yeah, I was just saying it's like this. I mean, Ms. Nat kind of like touched on it a little bit, but it's like it's the upbringing, like it's the language. I mean, look at us. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people in just everyday conversation, kids hear everything. So when you're talking about like, oh, nasty ass faggots and all of this shit, how you
right.
come out to your daddy after you done heard him say that 50 times? You know what
right.
I'm saying?
Right,
like,
exactly.
How do you
yep.
come out to your parents when you hear them talk about gay people going to hell and they need to be burned? How you come out then? You know
Absolutely.
What I'm saying? How do you,
mm-hmm.
You know, how
yeah.
do you how do you tell people when you sit around people you grow up with who say, you know, oh, faggot ass motherfucker, oh, look at that old dyke ass bitch. When you hear this shit on a regular basis from the people in your
right.
circle, how you tell them what you do? You know what I'm saying? How you tell them what you really want? It's like, man, we all got that homeboy, man, that you know. You be sitting in a room full of girls and everybody doing their thing, and he's sitting over there uncomfortable with the big girl, man. Like, and he just doing it because this what I'm supposed to do. This what I'm supposed to do. It's like a lot of shit we do is because we feel like it's what we supposed to do, not what we want to do. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Then most of that aspect, some people just greedy. You know what I mean? It's like it's a double standard. Like as men, we think it's cool for women to be greedy and be, you know, bisexual and all that shit. But we don't think it's cool for a man to be greedy and be bisexual. You feel me? And then you really got
right,
them kids,
right.
man. Like I used to be in them groups, man, like getting kicked out because you got dudes who really feel like pegging, as they call it, really not gay because it's a woman doing it to you. My whole concept is if somebody fucking you in the ass, you being ass fucked, whether it's a man or a woman. However, they got a language for it. They call it pegging. You know, I mean,
yeah.
So it's like it's a whole culture. But at the same time, like I said, I mean, Miss Nat kind of hit it on the head to me. It's like it's the shame because it's like, you know,
right.
you can't not going to come out to people like that, man. And then when you talk about it, I mean, it's, you know, she said, it's the shame. A woman can't even say like, oh, man, you know, I've been thinking about being with two dudes. But a dude
right.
I'm going to be talking about
right.
being with two men. It's the culture, man. It's who you're around. It's the language. It's the perception of the people that you grew up with, the people you hang out with. You know what
uh-huh.
I mean? So it's like sluts and faggots and all of this shit, these terminology, this language, man, it's all in the philosophy that's being, like, pushed on the people so they still hiding in the closet.
Right.
You know, being married,
right.
man, still trying to do for other people. That's why you got people coming out the closet
that
45
right.
years old.
Wow.
Finally
getting
my kids is grown. They all going to college. I'm going to do my thing. Bruce Jenner is a prime
right.
example.
Right.
Yeah. Right. Yep.
That's true.
Yeah.
Okay, well,
that's my thought.
I'm going to say because everybody basically touched on a little bit of what I would say, and Ms. Nat especially, because people are ashamed of what people may say or what people, because see, I used to be one of these people that felt like I had to be accepted by folks. And then I started running into people that was encouraging me to not worry about what people thought, because people gonna always have a thought, even if it's
right,
if you
exactly.
can be the best person
right.
on the earth, and the person is gonna have a thought about that. So you can't
yep,
live
exactly.
your life based on what people are going to think or going to say, because they're going to say
mm-hmm.
something either way, either way.
Right,
so,
right.
So I just want to say to anybody that may feel like they can't tell a person the truth about how they really feel or what they really going through, or because if you look at the big picture, it's like you living a lie and you're not happy.
Mm-hmm.
And when that person finds out, and they will find out, when that person
right.
finds
mm-hmm.
out, it is
mm-hmm.
only going to cause more havoc and more problems and more hatred
mm-hmm.
towards you for
mm-hmm.
lying.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
created, especially,
right.
especially if kids are involved. So let's
yeah,
just
absolutely.
Take a moment and be honest with ourselves. You know what I'm saying? But what somebody going to say. You have a right to be happy. And if being with
right.
a man makes you happy, be with that man and be happy. Don't worry about what the world going to say, because the world
right.
going to
right.
say something either
mm-hmm.
way. Either way. So
right.
I just wanted to say
right.
that. And, you know, just don't be worried about what folks say, because folks going to say whatever they going to say. But AIDS
that's
is
right.
real. HIV is real. And a person...
Yeah.
that, you know, is not involved in that lifestyle or is mentally thinking that they're not when actually they are, that is a hurtful thing. So you just need
right.
to look at the big picture.
Mm-hmm.
It's a bigger picture than just what you're feeling on the inside when you go to involve
right.
with
mm-hmm.
other people. Because I know, I'm going to tell you, I got
right.
some gay home girls / boys, and I'm going to tell you something about them. You got one time to piss them off before they tell the whole world what y'all do behind closed doors. You got one time
yeah.
to piss them off.
Yeah,
they
uh-huh.
don't tell it
yeah.
anyway.
Yeah,
the
dudes and girls alike. Dudes and girls
yeah.
alike. You know
yeah.
what I'm saying? You know,
yeah.
and it's like, okay, then it's like now you up against the wall. You know what I'm saying? Because
right.
you know you caught up in some shit that you don't normally know. You ain't known for being in this type of shit. You know what I'm saying? But you
mm-hmm.
got caught up in it. So now
right.
you afraid for the whole world to know that you gay or you bi or whatever the case may be.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Man. That
yeah.
I couldn't live a double life like that. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Because I would be too concerned with being happy. Am I really happy? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Trill.
Well, it's
you know
no
what
different
mean?
Than
right.
you know heterosexual people cheating, having affairs. It's no different than that, really, because you're hiding
mm-hmm.
the fact that you're sleeping with another woman and you got a wife or you got a
yeah.
girlfriend
mm-hmm.
or whatever the case may be. Like it's the same
right.
thing. You just got to
right.
look at the big picture, you guys, and ouch, sometimes to yourself. You just got to look at the big picture and be real. Just be real.
Right.
And
right.
it'll take you a long
absolutely.
Way, and you'll feel a whole lot better about it. Just relax. Relax.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Okay.
Don't wait 45 years. You know what I'm saying? To come
sure.
out. And say that, you know, you this and you that. Nah, we knew that shit 30, 40 years ago. You know
already.
What I'm saying?
Right.
You know,
exactly.
it's real.
Right. And who cares what I think? Who cares what I think about your situation? That's none of my damn business.
Right.
Exactly.
It's real.
Okay, so this is a new thing, you guys. Well, kind of new. I heard a word on a website. I joined a website, I mean a group on YouTube called the Fly Nubian Queens. Okay, it's over 400,000 black women on
yes.
this actual YouTube thing, and they have different things going on that actual channel. and it tells you about, you know, black businesses, how to run them, how to do different things as a black woman in different situations as a black woman. And I ran across something that I thought. There was one combat coach on there by the name of Dolores Jones, and she spoke terminology that I've never heard before. She said a hobosexual. Have you guys ever heard of a hobosexual?
What is that?
Never.
That's
right.
New to me.
Okay, hobo, so
you know what I'm saying?
Idea.
Hobo? Yeah,
right.
A hobosexual.
Hobosexual. I never knew that a hobosexual existed. Like, what the hell is a hobosexual? So,
right.
I'm doing research on this now. And the definition is someone that enters into a relationship to prevent themselves from being homeless. For instance, it's crazy.
Well, they've been doing that for you.
It's crazy.
God,
they describe
damn.
It as a man who does not have his own place, lives with his parents, or is paying for a room somewhere with somebody else, and listen, you guys, and they say that this person, there's three things to look for when you're looking for a hobosexual. First of all, he is going to love bomb you. By love bomb, it means that you are going to be the shit to him. Like, he's going to do everything to make you feel like you're on top of the world and you are the best queen walking the earth. And the second thing was that he doesn't have his own place and he lives with his parents or he's renting a room somewhere where he's not responsible fully for the bills or whatever. And the third thing is that he's unemployed. And the main thing is that he is seeking or preying on single women to have a place to stay. And that's it. And so that is the definition of hobos.
That's funny because that's what I was talking about, the situation. If you meet somebody, you got a nice house, they come over, chill, watch a movie, smoke. They leave, come back the next day, y'all sleep together. You know what I'm saying? And they never leave. They just
so my question is, have you guys ever been a hobosexual? And for us females, have we ever taken in a hobosexual? So,
it's women that's hobosexual.
Ooh.
Yeah, I mean,
right. Well,
some of them is called wives. Shit, you got bros that be marrying dudes so they won't be homeless because they done couch surf through everybody in their family, and it's like they finally settle down and marry a motherfucker they don't give a fuck about. That's why they.
Well, it just says like someone. It doesn't specifically say man or woman, or I'm just asking a question like this because it's on the site. But you can look at it either way you want to. Have you ever been one, or have you ever let one in your house? It doesn't matter who is on what side of the table. I'm just asking a question now. So the question is on the floor. Okay? Mike, have you ever been a hobosexual, or have you ever let a hobosexual into your home?
I burn sage and haze, you know what I'm saying, to keep all that shit away from my household. You know what I mean? You only got, like, one chance to come in. And once I exit, you exiting out this motherfucker, too, because we ain't staying up here, homie. You must got me all the way fucked up. I've never been that and never will.
Okay. All right, Ms. Neck, have you ever let a hobosexual into your home?
Hell no. And first of all, one of the first questions I ask is, what do you do as a job? If you ain't got no job, you might as well go ahead and not talk to me, because that's where the conversation is. So if you, I ain't here to say no to everybody. I mean, if you ain't got no job, the conversation is over. So we ain't going to get to the point of you even coming over here if you ain't got no damn job. So absolutely not. No, ma'am.
I know you went to the website, so check this out. She was saying that she was giving an example of how this homosexual ended up in her home. And she was saying that the guy was saying that he was supposed to start a job and he was waiting on the people to get the job together and this and that. And the date kept changing, you know, it kept going to from this date to that date to this date, and he still, like, did not have a job, you know what I'm saying? So you have to just be mindful of all of that shit. Because I'm going to tell you one thing, though, sometimes people have hard times and they in between jobs. And motherfuckers can sometimes get mad at their boss and quit a job. It doesn't mean that they not going to work or don't want to work. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes people be in between jobs. So, like, when I ask that question, I'm also, how long have you been out of work? You know what I'm saying? Like,
it's
something that you do, you know what I'm saying? Or what is the situation with this thing here now?
That's true, Queenie. And let me say this, because I have no problem with someone who, just like you said, and she gave a really good example of how you can be tricked. You know, because I also watched the video about it. And that's how they do. They'll come in and you'll think that, okay, well, maybe they're having a little rough time right now, but they're on their way to getting back on track. And that's how they'll trick you. And the next thing you know, it's like a week, or 2 weeks, a month, or 2 months.
A year.
And they're on the same mission. But they work when you first met them. So, you know, I'm not opposed to anybody not having, because Lord knows I have quit jobs and said screw it. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, I was always, you know, trying to get back
looking
on
for
my
the next
feet
thing.
Eventually. I'm not going to, exactly. So, it definitely is a difference between someone who doesn't want to work at all and who's just trying to use you and someone who's just kind of fell on hard times for that present moment, for sure.
Right.
Okay, Sergeant Rock, what you think?
All right. I come from a world where a man cannot lay down and sleep unless he's paying bills. So I don't know nothing about this hobo sexual shit, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, they always throwing something new out there for a motherfucker. And then, you know, hobo sexual. Now, truth be told, what is a hobo, man? A hobo that ain't got no place to stay. He's moving from pillar to post and this, that, and the third. You know what I'm saying? So I don't get the gist of what she's talking about. You know what I'm saying? Because if you let a motherfucker into your house, you just let a motherfucker into your house. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
For real.
Well, see, she was going through a thing where she was rebounding. See, she had just got a divorce.
Right.
And she was making a mistake. She was just ready to really have some sex. But she was a Christian, and she was trying to do the right thing. But she just took a minute. She did that on her own. She admitted that. She admitted that, you know, that she did that, you know, and why she did that. But, you know, shit happens. It's just, you know, you go through life. You don't know what the next thing or the next chapter going to be. You just go through it.
Right.
But
And then by her being a Christian, see, that's what I'm telling you. See, these Christians be fucking up. By her being a Christian and her trying to do the right thing, it backfired on them. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
And it's a lot of stories out here, you know what I'm saying, where Christian women done got took by this dude and that dude and shit just backfired. You know what I'm saying? It's just life. It's just like that. You know what I'm saying? She was just an easy target. You know what I'm saying? For real.
I feel like it's getting a little crazy though, because at the end of the day, man, it's like some of them situations, like that's a specific situation. It don't open the door for a whole conversation, for a whole word or nothing like that, because at the end of the day,
I mean, I done read a bunch of articles, man, like in different magazines and shit, man, where females done, like, met a dude that wasn't working, and now the nigga like a millionaire, you know what I'm saying, and they living good. So it's like, it's all about, man, what your intentions is, man, what your drive is. I mean, you know, some of that shit is like non-sexual. We all got them old bomb-ass family members be couch surfing.
Just trying to get back on my feet.
We got them homeboys, them homegirls. We got all kind of people that just be trying to get back on their feet. It's 2000 and motherfucker down there 20. You got niggas that be like, I ain't looking for no motherfucking job. But I got homeboys on some real nigga shit. They call themselves players. They ain't got no residence. Them niggas got bread, and they stay with a bunch of different females at different times, and they ain't got no residence. It ain't that they can't afford no place to stay. They don't want no place to stay. They don't want no place for nobody to be able to come and search, talking about that's their residence. That's how they get in. I mean, it's like, it's a whole bunch of situations. But personally, just personally, I ain't never been broke at nobody's house giving away no dick for a place to sleep.
Right.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
It was a new word to me.
Hey, Ru, I think you had something that you wanted to get into tonight, so we're going to give you the floor now and let you get into your thing.
Oh, yeah, man. I was like, all right, this is the thing right here. We all got funny stories about people we met and went over to their house.
Okay. Can y'all hear me? I don't know. It may be something with the board tonight because that's a couple of times that it's been doing that.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Okay. So, anywho, that's a new word, y'all, that I ain't never heard before. And I had to research it because it was something that was just way out there for me. I'm like a homosexual. What in the world is that?
Right.
You put hobo and then you put sexual on the end of it. And then there you go.
It's a new word, homosexual.
Yeah.
Right. Come on, man.
Damn. I think I'd imagine people mad talking about that 5G. I've been having phone technical difficulties ever since I said that shit. This is my thing.
Right,
I'm gonna say, can you top that? I got a funny story, right? Everybody got one. Have you ever met somebody, went to their house, and you just saw something that you just like could not, like really couldn't believe? Like, I met this girl. She was a big girl. She was just a friend, though. You know, we go over her house. I'm going over to watch a movie, kick it and chill. I mean, she weighed like about, I'm going to say like about 250, nice size chick. Get to her house, TV in the bedroom. I'm like, okay, I'm going to go in here. We're going to watch this movie. Can't nobody make me have no sex. And then it wasn't that type of relationship. I get in
right.
there, and it's like a twin size bed.
For her?
You know,
a twin size bed with a bunch of
250 pounds.
A twin size bed. That's
no.
the little shit I ever seen from an adult person, especially that
right.
big.
It's a weight limit on that.
So what I'm saying to y'all is, can you top that? You're with over somebody's house. It's the funniest shit you ever seen. Or the strangest shit you ever seen.
Okay. The craziest shit you ever seen at somebody's house. Okay, DJ Sergeant Rock, you ever been to somebody's house and saw something just strange?
Man, look, I'm from the ghetto, I'm from the projects, and everybody's house looked the same. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know. I don't think I stepped in nobody's apartment or house and seen some out the way ass shit. You know what I'm saying? I ain't seen it.
Oh man.
Trill.
Well, I could tell y'all a funny story. Now, it wasn't that, well, technically it was her house, because apparently she was telling us at the hotel that she was working on her apartment or something, and that her apartment wasn't ready, and she was staying there in between time. So she wanted us to clean her room, and she wanted the beds done, and she came in and she's like, I want the beds done, and I want this, and I want that. I was like, okay. So I go in there, and I'm getting ready to strip the bed. Now, I'm stripping the bed, and I move the pillow. The first thing I see is the biggest dildo I ever seen in my life.
Wow.
Under the pillow. So I take a picture of the dildo, first of all, where it was. So it wasn't going to be no discrepancy, because I don't touch shit like that. I don't know where that damn shit been, and I'm not putting my hands on it. If you want this bed gone, sister, you going to make it up, because I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to make up this bed. You knew this shit was up under this pillow, and I know you told me to make this bed up. And so that was a crazy thing that I saw, that, you know, you expect me to do your bed, but you got all this shit going on. No, hell no. I wasn't going to do it. Okay.
God.
You ever been to somebody's house and seen something weird?
Well, okay, I got a story for y'all. So a while back, I was chatting with this guy. And, you know, normally I'm not quick to go over anybody's house. And so me and him talked for a while. And, you know, he was supposed to be single and all this stuff or whatever. So one night we had planned to meet up at his house after we had already had our first date out and things like that. And then he invited me over to watch a movie. I'm like, cool. So get over there. We chilling. We talking. All of a sudden, his wife comes home. Now, here's where it Here's where it goes left. So she come in there, and, you know, and I mean, I'm like, you know, hi. I don't know what to say. She's like, hey, girl, how you doing? I'm like, I'm good. And so I'm looking at him, I'm like, well, what the hell is going on now? And she walked in there, like, everything was cool. She sat down, we talked, chit chat, and everything. Me and her was chilling, kicking into whatever. And I'm like, what the fuck is going on here? So I hurried up and got my ass out of there. About 10, 15 minutes later, you know, I called him and I'm like, dude, why the hell would you invite me over to your house and your wife? You got a wife, first of all, that I didn't know about. And number two, why the hell would you invite another female to your home when you got a wife? I'm trying to figure out what the hell is going on. Come to find out, she is okay with him having other women that he messes with, and she's also bisexual. So basically, he was dating me for some other shit that I didn't know about, but I got the hell out of there, because that shit was just so damn strange. I ain't never in my life been dealt with like that.
You got caught up in the honey pot.
Yeah.
Oh,
you whirlwind, girl.
He could at least gave me the heads up on it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I'm not opposed to nobody's stuff that they do in their bedroom, but you could at least gave me a heads up to let me know what the hell was about to go down, because I was definitely uncomfortable as hell.
Oh, man.
Cool. You don't leave nobody in the dark with no shit like that now.
No.
Okay,
that is crazy.
That was
crazy.
Right. Okay, tonight, you ever been to somebody's house and seen something that was weird?
Okay. I got cousins, y'all. You know, when I used to visit to Atlanta, see, I used to be so pressed to come to Atlanta. I never came to this one particular cousin house shit. So this was around the time Nintendo, Super Mario 3 and all that shit was out. So they had a two-story house. So we come in on the first floor to go downstairs. So we get downstairs. Why is the Nintendo filled with roaches?
Like, it's a track meet inside that bitch. I was scared to do anything. So I go upstairs to that motherfucking room. They got ants everywhere. I'm like, nah, we ain't doing this. I told them this shit the fuck out. This shit is infected. Oh, I have not ever seen no shit like this. And it was comfortable.
Hey, yo.
Oh,
hello. Oh, down, just walking
tell
off the shit.
Tell me to blow your Nintendo, man. You got me fucked up, man.
Man, that is crazy. I tell you, you never know what you find in somebody else's house, because how they live is how they live, you know what I'm saying? And you wouldn't know
right.
it until you go there. It's crazy.
Right, that's right.
Okay, you guys, we're going to pause right here and take a break, so everybody don't go nowhere. We'll be back in a few, all right?
Where can you find a burger inspired by flavors from near and far that mixes the smoky with the sass of the South, combines the sweetness of summer with the tang of the country for savory, sizzling, unexpected flavors? Well, you can find it at McDonald's. The new Bacon Smokehouse Burger. It's the newest flavor of the signature crafted recipes by McDonald's.
What's the difference between Fort Knox and Fort Lox? They're both secure, but at Fort Lox, you have the key and can come and go as you please. Now that is convenient. If you need to declutter your moving house or decorating, put the stuff you don't use where you can get to it anytime, in clean, dry, and secure storage at Fort Lox. For 24/7 drive-up access and the first 4 weeks of storage free, follow Bertie the Blimp to Fort Lox in Banbury or visit us at storagebanbury.com. Fort Lox Self-Storage, making space for you.
It is nice.
Yeah, but are we a van family?
Are we a van family? Of course you are.
The van just talks.
Sales guy, give me your foot. Is it magic? No, it's a Pacifica. Come on in.
Allow me to do a little self-promotion. Check out all these features that I got up in here.
It also comes in a hybrid.
Yo, what's up? Van life. You know you want it. What are you waiting for? Let's get on the road.
But does it ever shut up?
Get me off the lot, baby. I will sing to you on the way home. Pacifica!
Snipe on that beat.
I'm just me. I'm just me.
It's kinda hard just to maintain. 12-6 was the day my whole mind changed. Forget the media, I ain't really social. Got a laid back swag, and I'm vocal. Got experience, tribulation, just a smile. I'm reminded every day, look up in the clouds. Feels like an ocean view with a summer breeze. With the top back, smoking on the blue dream. I love palm trees and collard greens. Like I hopped on a plane to visit California. Some screw you over, talk, tell me how you want it. You got your eyes on me, I had a pop moment. I search across the globe for the best high. Get it for a cheap, that's the best buy. We market everything. We a franchise, paper junkie, profit gang. No, we make it rock.
I'm so crazy, I'm full of greatness. I'm so amazing, I'm just me. I'm so hood, I'm still good. I'm misunderstood, I'm just me. I'm so forgetful, I take your bitch for. I plus good smoke, I'm just me. Just me. I'm just me, I'm just me. I'm just me,
I'm just me.
1800 in the shot glass.
Faded.
Joints lit, puff, puff, pass.
Faded.
Without guns, without masks.
We made it.
All my niggas here, let's have a blast.
Celebrate it.
This the rebirth of Brad Dean. Everybody fresh, everybody so clean. Drinking vodka, gin, niggas sipping lean. We so high in the nosebleed. Cash rules everything around me, cream. Bitches selling, niggas tripping, buying dreams. I can get 20,000 in my Jerbo jeans. Come back tomorrow, get 100,000 in my Levi jeans. No skinnies, niggas still pitching pennies. Give them the game, niggas still didn't hear me. Nothing the same, shawty bad me up a 28 grams, I'ma be up like the deceased, late. Picture that, niggas imitation fake. Zero turning on the grass, some friends snakes. 200 ain't on the dash, I can lose you. Punchlines are fatal, I can abruse you. Her ass so thick, damn, shawty, excuse you. If you can have me for tonight, what would you do? Excuse me but it's hood shit. I'm just gang gang. Let my dreads hang. Steal paper junkie, profit gang.
I'm so crazy. I'm full of greatness. I'm so amazing. I'm just me. I'm so hood. I'm still good. I'm misunderstood. I'm just me. I'm so forgetful. I take your bitch for. I puff good smoke. I'm just me. Just me. I'm just me. I'm just me. I'm just me.
I'm just me. I'm just me. I'm just me. I'm just me.
All right, all right, all right. Snipe on that okay. Beat. Got a new
okay.
Track.
Hey.
Snipe on the track. You know. Know what I'm talking about? Snipe on the motherfucking tracks. You know what I'm saying? I like that shit. I like that shit.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
Easy listening.
I got to shout out
easy.
For the little feature. Yeah, I mean.
Okay.
Well,
I'm loving that.
You need to send that to my email. You know what I'm saying? Hey,
I got
I like
you.
This.
I got you.
All right.
I like that.
Yeah. Okay. DJ Sergeant Rap. Now.
Hey.
I got a surprise for you. I know you're going to do Say That or Spray That tonight, okay? So
right.
We got two new song submissions that we're going to add to your Say That or Spray That list.
Okay.
Now, we're going to do the first one that you want to do. So just tell us about this Say That or Spray That track that's coming up.
This track... I just want to get everybody's honest opinion on this track. You know what I'm saying? So that's about it. You know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna say too much. You know what I'm talking about? Cause you
well,
know
you're not
I don't want to
spoil it. You ain't gonna tell us nothing.
Well, his name is Malcolm Shakur. You know what
okay.
I'm saying? Malcolm Shakur.
Okay.
And we asked him how did he get the name. And, you know, he's saying he's one part Malcolm and one part Tupac. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay.
So that's how
that's
how he came up with the name, Malcolm Shakur.
Okay. I like
and
that.
The name of this, and the name of this track is called Energy. And I want y'all to check this shit out. You know what I'm saying? Say that and spray that.
We're about to get into it right now.
Malcolm. Yeah. Y'all can't take away my energy. Y'all can't take away my energy. Y'all can't drain away my energy. Y'all can't drain away my energy. The energy is enemy. For real, real synergy. Composite abnormality. They're literally, literally factual to actual. I act the fool, I'm working. Different mind observing. Working. Who the fuck gon' serve him? His name is Malcolm, bitch, it's always good to know him. Rapid flowin', potion, growin', rootin', new shit, lose it. Causing elation, fuck you niggas. I'm here to bring in the bacon inside an egg. Watch this, in the booth, slippery slide, playing slowly digesting different views. For the future, if you negative, I rebuke you. What I'm saying is, I ain't got no time for the bush. Y'all can't take away my energy. Y'all can't take away my energy. Y'all can't take away my energy. Yeah. Isotonic, isometric, hysometric. I'm investing in myself. Hard work and ethics and my ethics aren't edible. Evaluate your measures for succession. Even going through depression for the music. Moving, movement, motivating, love and peace in my motion. Leading from the front, I know where I'm going. Going gone to another destination. Y'all won't make it from the procrastination. See him coming, they start ducking like they see the round. I'ma blast you with the words like bibbidi bopping, booming, booming. New generation, I'm schooling them that quarterback back. Receive, get a pound, grow a pound. Look at the mills growing around. Not a stack list, we gon' count. So grind, regurgitate, hate, eliminate, equalize, then genocide. Electrify, then salivate. I'm magistrate, and I'm faded, and I'm feeling, and I'm finding a reason to thought and suffer from all the problems. Do some more knowledge. What's your excuse for no deposits, my nigga? Remember, I'm pure, last name secure. Yeah, they won't take away my energy. Never. They won't take away my energy. Fuck no. They won't drain away my energy. They
can take away my energy, say. They won't take away my energy, your haters. They won't take away your energy. They can't take away your energy.
The energy.
They won't take away your energy.
The energy.
They can't take away your energy.
Yeah.
They can't take away your energy.
The energy.
They can't take away your energy. Yeah.
Talent holds the malice, but talent is the key to all success. Or is it just the inside that you seem so oppressed? Is it your procrastination that leaves you so upset? I feel like everything that I've done this far has made the beat wet. When I step up on it, it's just a sensation to come correct. I talk to myself because of the fact I like to have reality checked. Matter of fact, like Nike, I get your ass in check. When it comes to this life that I'm living, it's such an election to do better than the previous step. This is a monopoly board, and I'm at your neck, making sure I stay focused. A low blow shit. Came off the top of the dome with this. No need for a pen to write.
Okay. Let's see. Ms. Nat, what you think?
Oh, I'm saying that all day, all night. Like, I love that. Like, my first thing when I hear, like, when you're talking about you Malcolm Shakur now, you got to come with something now when it comes to liberal content. But I was really feeling that. I really was feeling that. I feel like, you know, the brother really had something to say. You know, I like his flow, his delivery. I really am feeling the beat, and I like what he had to say. So I'm definitely saying that all day. And matter of fact, Rock, I need you to send that to me.
Send me his
info. I definitely want to check out more of his music. But yeah, I'm saying that.
Okay, that's what's up. Snipe.
Mm. Yeah, you already know I'm fucking. You know I'm fucking with it. You know what I'm saying? Based off of, I love the beat. You know what I'm saying? I like how you wrote that beat. And I like how you came with it with a whole different style on the end to make us be like, okay, what the hell you got next? You came with some nice little shit at the end, so I'm fucking with it. And Rock, yeah, you got to sing me that. Got to sing me that.
Yeah. Okay. The guy, Hey Roo?
Or no? I expected more based off his name. I mean, it just gives you that, like, like if you listen to old school hip hop, it gives you some of that old shit. It didn't sound new. I was like, you know, kind of underwhelmed. It wasn't bad, but it wasn't what I expected. The beat was nice, the flow was nice, but it was like the flow with the beat sounded like something from before, like, you know, like some throwback type shit, like the flow and everything.
Okay.
Even the little last part, the little, you know, the little, what's that shit? The little, I guess he was trying to do some like spoken word almost or something like that. That ghetto boy.
Yeah, right.
Spoken word.
Shit. Yeah. All the cats on the ghetto boy, they be ending that shit and you be having different dudes talking and shit. But it's like the content, man, was like not being funny or nothing like that. I'm a studious dude. The content was fluff. It wasn't really no substance and shit. And that's what I really expected. When you call yourself Malcolm Secure, I expected, like, for it to be some real shit. Now, had that not been the way he came off, I would have been like, man, that was a nice old-school sounding track. It was cool. But just based off the name, I'm a little underwhelmed. That's just me.
Okay.
You know, but I still play that. I mean, say that. I ain't going to, like, spray that or nothing like that. But that's just me.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Well. As far as I'm concerned, I'm fucking with it. You know, it's good to hear some substance. It might not have been the best, you know what I'm saying, lyricist I've heard, but I like the wordplay. I like the breakdown when it was nothing and it was just him. He was smooth. He wasn't skipping none. I'm fucking with it. I say that.
Trill.
Yep. So that's everybody. So we saying that. So we gonna give him some applause.
Ooh,
yeah.
All right.
Fucking with it.
That's real.
Okay. Now, let me see. Let me get down here where he at. I got a new one from Pickwell featuring Renee. And
Who?
In my
Who?
Email, it supposed to be the hottest track for the summer. So we about to see right now.
Sunrise, sunset. Life ain't been the same since you left. Winter, spring, summer, fall. Four seasons of loneliness, that's for sure. Voicemails, long text. Stalk the IG to see what you post next. Ride around, 90s R&B. Crying for you, like I'm Jodeci. Biggest lesson learned to this day. You don't appreciate that woman till she walk away. She on the glow up while I was on the slow up. Uncle Bruce saying for years you need to grow up. I didn't know then, but I know now. I'd be damned if a man get my queen a crown. Own up to my mistakes, changes for the better. Change for the better if we do it together. We have fucked up, all facts. But that was the past, we can change that.
We can change that.
We in the present, give us giving. Phone calls lasted for hours. Hang up, call back after the shower. Messages back and forth through our friends. This shouldn't be the spot where our love ends, you know. Rose petals is all that you walk on. Rose, champagne, get you in the zone. Run that bubble bath just like you like it. Rub you down to that get quiet. And all I do is think of you. Day and night like 12 hours do. Be the best thing you ever done seen. Have you coming back to back like the first and 15th? We had ups and downs, tell me who though. We ain't perfect, we gon' come up short. All we gotta do is focus on us. Me, you, and God is all I do trust. Before we change and go our separate ways. You convinced that things can't be the same. Search deep, let's make this complete. Is your life the same if it ain't got me? Yeah, I fucked up, all that. That was the past, we can change that. We in the present, the friend of gift is given.
I need you. Uh-huh. I need you to send that. I need you to send that to me. I need you to send that to me.
Okay.
I need you to send that to me.
Okay.
I need you to send that to me. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Now, that was hot. That was hot. I like that.
Okay.
I like
all
that
right.
Shit.
We got Rock Boat. He like that. Okay. the guy, hey Ru, what you say?
Yeah, I like it, you know. I like that. That's like some grown people hip-hop shit.
Mm-hmm. Okay. It had a message in it. It definitely had a message.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Okay, Miss Nat, what do you think?
Oh, I like that for sure. I always like whenever guys do songs about love and about, you know, women in that aspect instead of calling us bitches and hoes every
bitches
time they get
and hoes.
So,
I really
do like that. And I'm so happy that the singer can sing and he was in tune and on pitch and on key. Because, I can't stand with somebody trying to get on the track singing. And they sound a hot mess, and they ain't on nobody's right key. And I'll be quick to be like, but yeah, I definitely like that. And they use the Aaliyah beat, like the Aaliyah sample.
Uh-huh.
I was doing that.
Aaliyah.
Definitely like that a lot.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mike?
Yep. Hot.
Oh, man, you know, I like the singing. Like, the rapping I could have done, you know what I mean, a little bit more. I expected more on, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And I'm fucking with it just because it's Aaliyah. You know what I mean? That's my girl. So I always fuck with anything that sound with Aaliyah in it. And, you know,
okay.
They ain't do bad. You know what I mean? It's a riding track. You know what I mean? I just think the rapping part could have been way more, you know what I'm saying, to bring out that singing part. That singing part, I'm jamming with that all day right now.
Right on. Right on.
Yeah. Yeah.
I fucking with it. Overall, it was a track, and that's what I want to hear. I like to hear a full track without too many spaces and you know, room for error. So it was Piccolo. He's pretty good. He's out from out Cali way. He always send me good music.
Okay.
I wanted to get you guys his thoughts on it.
What is his name?
Piccolo.
What is his name?
P-I-C-C-L-O.
Piccolo featuring Renee.
It was really nice. Really nice. We're gonna say that because it was good. Uh-oh, we got some good ones
tonight. Don't forget,
okay.
Don't forget to send that to me too, Tweety.
I got you, babe. Got you. Okay, this next artist that we got coming up is K-Walk, and the title of this song is Pure Like Kane. So we're going to see what Pure Like Kane means. All right, here we go.
You listen to another DJ Phase 3 exclusive.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Hey, John, got to
say my nigga here face. Dang my bitch here face. Ain't hot fucking on your base. These nigga blind like Ray. Finna catch you by the TK. Don't love no bitch, you'll change. Ain't hot fucking on your main. Don't play me, I bang. If you get jammed, don't sing. I thought you were really the same. I don't want man, no hoe. Why that bitch wanna rain? If it's all the way, drop a name. My dog caught a body for the game. Shooting in the air, that's strange. RP, granted, that's pain. Jump out the Xan for pain. Don't list that nigga here lame. White list that hoe in the game. He run from the hoe, he got my name. He don't want money, won't fame. Don't be ashamed. Let me and my nigga run the train. If a nigga play, doesn't brain. My heart pure like Kane, but I ain't gon' never change. My heart pure like Kane, but I ain't gon' never change. My heart pure like Kane, but I ain't gon' never change. I ain't gon' never change. I ain't gon' never change.
Fuck
nigga playin' with your life. You get wet, no sight.
On sight.
Don't need no strap, I fight. Turn your bitch on like a light. Right now, you probably ain't right. These nigga rat, they might. When I'm on the beat, I ain't nice. Host on my dick, don't bite. Don't fuck these niggas, they shy. You know I keep strapped to the life. Pull up, you say you don't lie. Yeah, I'm fucking on your wife.
Yeah.
Strike for a nigga like light.
Okay.
Check for a nigga like light.
Okay.
These niggas green like collar.
Okay.
Swear you don't want these problems.
No.
Treat like a bean gon' pop.
Okay.
Treat like a pig gon' crop.
Okay.
No green dot, red dot.
Okay.
They my brother, I rock.
Yeah.
They my brother, I rock.
Okay.
Yeah, man, you know what the fuck going on. Fuck every nigga that crawl me, fuck every bitch that law me. You feel me? You know what the fuck I'm talking about, nigga. I'm strapped up, nigga, in that bitch, nigga. We thugging in that bitch, nigga. We finna take this shit over, you feel me? You know what the fuck going on, bro? You finna get this money, bro. Real money, you feel me? Told that nigga, you hard talking.
Man, fuck
these niggas.
Man, fuck these bitches.
Speak that real shit.
Nigga, I already know how to
do that shit on that bitch, you feel me? You know what the fuck going on, bro?
heart pure like Cain, but I ain't gonna never change. My heart pure like Cain, but I ain't gonna never change. My heart pure like Cain, but I ain't gonna never change. I ain't gonna never change. I ain't gonna never change.
Okay. Sure like Cain. Sure like Cain. Okay. All right, let's see. DJ Charlie Rock, what you think?
Shit. I mean, God damn, man. I mean... Excuse me for laughing, man, but it sounds like the same shit that the last guy did. You know what I'm saying? I mean, these new rappers, these new age rappers, they better change their style and quick, because it's to the point where this shit is ruined now. You know what I'm saying? For real. You know, I mean, don't get me wrong, the beat was alright, you know what I'm saying? But what they were saying on top of it, you know, it sounded like, you know, the next man's shit that's done some shit before them, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's no different, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, it's got a cool little bop to it, but, man, if you ask me would I, you know, kick around my house playing that shit, nah, bro. Nah.
Okay, so it's a no from you?
It's a spray that.
Okay. All right, Ms. Nat, what do you think?
It just sounds like what Rock says. It sounds like everything else you hear. Like, it's nothing really unique about it. I personally couldn't even understand what he was saying at all. I don't know what the hell. And then towards the end, it really got crazy. It was like, fuck them niggas and fuck you and fuck them niggas too and all, whatever the hell. I don't know. But it's definitely, I don't even like the beat. I really like the beat. It sounds like something like somebody went and got like somebody's Fisher Price keyboard and went in there and started playing something off the damn kitty keyboard. It's a no for me.
Okay. All right. Okay. Knight, what you think?
Now see, I got nephews and shit, you know what I mean, that like this kind of music. You know what I mean? It's the ultimate turn up for them. But to me, I just feel like, do not make that song for one reason. Only, like, we just keep saying everything sounds the same. You ain't unique. You ain't authentic. This shit going to get lost in the sauce real fast.
Right. Right.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Even if, you know what I'm saying, the content or whatever the hell he said, my heart pure like cow, I don't know what the hell he was talking about. But half the time, I couldn't understand him. The beat is the ultimate trap music for somebody. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
They put the wrong content over it, so it's a no. It's a no.
Okay. All right. The guy, hey, Ru, what you think?
I mean, look, we already been talking about this, man. All these niggas is like Lil Wayne clones. Lil Wayne got these niggas thinking they can go in the studio and don't got to write nothing and just say whatever the fuck they want to say. And Wayne has some talent, you know what I mean? But these niggas, man, it's just like they just waiting to catch on to you. These niggas, like, I'm gonna call it hip hop crap. They just standing out there in the hip hop zone, waiting for somebody to give them a ride. Then he's got their song. Somebody pick this shit up if they gonna ride that shit as far as it'll go. You feel what I'm saying? They did not. They climbing the shine. They going to take their couple of dollars, man. You know it. Shit. Finish off the little supply of pills and shit they got.
Oh. Okay.
I mean, wow. Look, it's a no for me, man.
Well,
I mean, I don't even want to say spray that because bullets cost money. No.
I can't, man.
Can I say hell no?
So it doesn't matter what I say, because it's a no from everybody. But I will say this to the artist: get to a better studio, get to a better quality studio, so
mm-hmm.
people can understand the words of what you're saying, because it was very hard to
right.
hear the words of the song for me.
Right.
So it is what
mm-hmm.
it is.
Right.
I got to do it.
Look, somebody, real shit, somebody need
to
tell these young niggas this right here, right? Real shit. Fuck what they doing right now, man. Try to write you some shit for what they going to be doing in 2022, man. That's the thing
right.
I respect about Future. Future stuck with his shit when nobody fucking with his shit. By the time he got on with his shit, everybody was trying to do his shit.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It's like, man,
yeah.
come up with your own shit, man.
Yeah.
Your
yeah.
own shit.
Be your own
artist.
Okay,
man.
We got a call on the line here,
true.
You guys, and I'm going to pull them in here. 973 is the first three of your digits. Who do we have? Hello, hello, hello. Caller, you on the line? Okay, I guess they don't want to say nothing, but it is what it is.
Okay, okay.
So,
flush them down the toilet.
This is going to conclude our Real Talk Roundtable for tonight. I have enjoyed you guys, and I have enjoyed talking about these topics. We had a good show tonight, and thank you for everybody that listened.
Yes.
And by this time, you should know how to find everybody in this motherfucker. So if you don't, then go and play back one of them other damn shows.
Play back.
You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
And let it do what it do. All right, y'all. We out of here. We finna get up out of here straight like that. Love y'all. See you next Monday.
It's 325 Music House.
And y'all know what time it is, though. I really don't like to drop shit like this, sir. I like to keep shit cool and kosher. You dig? But look, they said some bitch niggas out there. But bitch niggas, you had to once be a real nigga before you became a bitch nigga. Get back to
these niggas be acting like a bitch fool.
Only time for tell. Just know that earth is a part of the hell. It's whatever they wanna be. They blindfold you so you can't see.
These niggas be acting like a bitch fool.
No support, no love. When you eat, everybody wanna drug. Watch your social homie, singing your mind, playing tricks on me. I ain't calling you a bitch, cause I know that you a bitch. I be calling you a bitch, cause you known to be a snitch. If another team moves, then my niggas gon' blitz. See a falcon in the sky, I'ma hit it, Mike Vick. You can give me 5 minutes, I be done like grits. I don't think you wanna do a suicide slit wrist. If I'm talking out my ass, you be banging my shit. My niggas taking shots, I remain unhit. Television tripping, bet you think it's just a glitch. But little did you know this is an orchestrated hit. Charcoal in the fire, get the mixing in the pit. Action get the popping, you can watch it like a flick. Eight ball headed to the corner side pocket. I'm up in the sky and the astronauts rocking. For my real niggas, gotta stay true. If a fake nigga feel me, it's another breakthrough.
These niggas be acting like a
nigga.
Bitch
only time will tell. Just know that earth is a part of the hell.
The same thing that a bitch
it's whatever they wanna be. They blindfold you so you can't see.
These niggas be acting like a bitch fool.
No support, no love. When you eat, everybody wanna drug.
The same thing that a bitch do.
Watch your social homie, singing your mind, playing tricks on me. You can feel a nigga heat moving slow like it's lava. Haters read about him like a website blogger. Knock him out the park, home run, he's a Dodger. He can get his own, but they just wanna rob ya. Say they bout their niggas, but he just wanna flodge.
Headlights on you in the dark camouflage. Nail in the coffin with a black hammer rod. Last look stream saved to my fucking iPod. Think your homeboy girl cause a nigga locked up. And when they get released you like Dago my bruh. I'ma keep it real, don't wanna mislead ya. A long handle spoon I'ma use when I feed ya. Believe me, we got a lot of haters at large. Look at who you deal with when you play your cards. Look at who you chill with on that boulevard. Get you all in your feelings, slipping off these niggas. The bitch nigga. Only time will tell. Just know that earth is a part of the hell. It's whatever they wanna be. They blindfold you so you can't see. Niggas be acting like a bitch. No support, no love. When you eat, everybody wanna grow. Watch your closest homie, singing your mind, playing tricks on me. Some people say they real, but they talk behind your back. Tell you anything, get you far from the facts. Everything that he speak, not true, he's a rat. Eyes open, see the snake squeezing all through the crack. Shed so many tears for niggas in every prison. I can see the dead walking upon the living. I don't wanna hear about he said this, never said to my face then. He ain't say shit, rubber crab on his stomach, watch that nigga fall asleep. Woke up from a dream, a vision of his defeat. I am feeling good, I'm on Pleasure Island. Heat like a desert if you motherfuckers prowling. City boy fire, burn like smoke wood. Ashes to ashes, firm that I stood. Straight up in the paint, true is what you ain't. Catch them in the club, dropping pills in your drink.
Niggas be acting like
nigga.
A bitch,
only time will tell. Just know that earth is a part of the hell. It's whatever they wanna be. They blindfold you so you can't see.
Niggas be acting like a bitch.
No support, no love. When you eat, everybody wanna grow. Watch your closest homie, singing your mind, playing tricks on me.
Nigga, 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 nigga.
And we out this motherfucker.
Trio. Real Talk Roundtable. And we out.